I'm here to disarm the serpent to do what? To save it. Listen, Madam Intelligence, I'm not here to kill the knowledge. Serpent is the knowledge, knowledge. I'm not here to kill it, but I want to disarm it, not to poison you, because knowledge has it both. It has the poison and antidote, both. This is what the serpent is. This is what the knowledge is, right? Like everything else, has the good and bad. He said, I want to pick the tooth of this serpent to save the serpent. Actually, I'm confronting the intelligence not to ruin the intelligence. I want to improve it, to make it harmless. Because intelligence could be harmful. Go through the paragraph and inshallah you will see this. Then Rumi jumps in. Rumi jumps in with a very lovely version. Suddenly he will go to the father of goodness and father of stupidity. How about that? The first verse he will say, let me tell you the story of this Mujahid and the Prophet. Just to start with that. To say what? He explains something which is very important to remember. Inclusivity. He will tell you a story, he will say, you know what? Let's talk about good and bad. No. Let's go deeper, talk about the beauty and ugliness. What is beautiful? What is ugly? It's relative, isn't it? So this is a dilemma for intelligence, right? He said, no. That dilemma has a very simple answer. I want to look good. And the last paragraph we understood that the intelligence is thinking about appearance, how do I look? Then, when it comes to the looking and the beauty, it depends this one and that one and that one. Therefore, we don't know what to do. This is the logical part of it. He said, nah. There is another way. Become a mirror. When you are a mirror, everybody looking at you will look, will see himself or herself. If there is a beautiful guy, let him be pleased to see his beautiful face. And if he's an ugly guy, he deserves to see an ugly picture. Why should I care? I become the mirror. Mirror is always beautiful, even when it shows the ugly picture. He brought it like this. Started, made up a story that, listen, the fellow was walking, the prophet is walking, someone will say, what an ugly fellow! And he said, yes, you're right. The other one said, what a fantastic, beautiful fellow! And he said, yes. Then the lady comes. Remember, the man was talking, amen, right? The lady, he said, wait a minute, that was paradoxical. Why did you accept the opposite? Probably would say, because I'm the mirror. He replied, I'm a mirror polished by the divine hand. Turkoman and Indian behold in me that which exists. That doesn't make a lot of sense to you, because for you, Turkoman is someone and Indian is someone. Rumi is not. Turkoman is a white fellow. Indian is a black fellow. In that time, it's like that. Whenever they want to say white fellow, they will say Turk or Turkoman. Then he reflected everything practically to the woman. He said, oh lady, you look at me and you will see a greedy fellow. The greed comes from me. But you don't see it because you are in the night. Live the night. As long as you are at the night, the world will be one. But come out of this to see something, then he goes to explain seeing is not something that you will see. This thing we're talking about, you should be familiar, mahram, then you will see it. Means, listen, there is a beauty in this painting. You will see that beauty when you are going to taste. I told you, draw beautiful, fantastic pictures. One of the most fantastic one to me was the Guernica of Picasso. I know a lot of people looking at that and say, what is this? Because it's nonsense to them. A lot of people, when they look at a painting, they want to see a picture. They remember the old time that we couldn't take the colorful picture of the nature, so we try to paint it, imitate it for a period of time. Cubism is a little bit too much, isn't it? But you could learn it, you could acquire it. Of course, nobody didn't talk about that, Picasso. I added. he said, fellow, at the end of the paragraph, he said, keep quiet. If not, I will leave. That's the trick. That's something you should learn. The last verse was, if you keep silence, and if not, I will so do that, at this very moment I will leave my house and the home. Which is not, because that mind doesn't exist in Persian. And in Persian it's more than that. Could it? Yes. Playful language will do that. We say, you keep quiet. If not, I will do it. Explanation is next verse, that in this very moment I will leave the house and house and mouth, something like that, that rhymes. That's one version of translation. If you look better, you say, not in this moment, in this breath, that I'm in dam, okay? I will leave Khan. Khan, yes, house in Persian is Khane. But Khan, you know, Khan is the king, the leader of the group. That's Khan. Right? And what is Man? Man is the attribute of having properties, belongs to us. The thing that belongs to us is Man. You will say Sandaliman, Manzeliman, our house. That's ours. That our and that. Being the leader of the group, I will leave them in this breath. Because the man exists here in the breath. And you understand that in this breath, I will leave this connection. Means I separate from you. In a way you could say, I go mad, I go crazy. The beginning of the next paragraph is, when the lady did, now he's sharp, and fast, and he's not in a forgiving mood, the lady started to cry. And Rumi added that, because crying is a trap on ladies. Next, the lady will go from, will arrive in the gate of non-existence. Remember, intelligence, which is made for existence, going to the gate of non-existence. A very long paragraph talking very complicated stuff, because this is the change. Suddenly, this lady in the story will turn around. because that's what Rumi is teaching you. But listen, if you stop and look at this intelligence, and you have this argument with this intelligence, this argument could go on forever. Because intelligence never keeps quiet and never is satisfied, because at the end of it, could say, why? As simple as that. Right? So, it will end that conversation when this intelligence will understand that if it doesn't keep quiet, you will live it. Then it will turn around. That's the magic. The magic is that you as a person will understand that you could live without your intelligence. This is something hard to believe, right? Because you think you're living with your intelligence. If you firmly, deep down, understand the Buddha, I could live without the intelligence. Yeah? I could go mad. I could go crazy. Guess what? I could fall in love. And I fall in love, I go mad, right? I live without this. And it's a worse situation to be in. Let my intelligence understand this. How are you going to make your intelligence understand this? Any of you? We talked about it, didn't we? My goodness. You forgot? He said, from now, tonight, up to the morning, you should talk to your intelligence. Because with that, that's the practice. Practice to make a space in your intelligence to really understand. Because this is something you know, but you don't understand. Did it make sense? Something you know, but you don't understand. A lot of stuff in the heart are right now. We don't understand it. But we know it's there. A baby is walking over there. I'm worried about it. That feeling is in me. Why? I don't know. It's not understandable. The baby is walking. Doesn't matter. But I worry. That's a feeling in me. You know, I don't know the source. I'm that one. So, I should try to convince my intelligence to understand the thing that I know. What is that I know? I know that I could live without intelligence. I don't want to. I will live with intelligence if... What is my condition? For this intelligence to keep quiet. It's like my computer. I like my computer because I could turn it on and off. This one doesn't turn off. I should be in control. This should learn that when I turn this off, doesn't mean that I throw this away. I will bring it back whenever needed. But there should be some moment of silence for me. This is what meditation does. Everybody understand this. When you are meditating, you are not getting rid of your intelligence. You need it to be quiet, because there is a part of my life without it. It should understand this. My intelligence should understand that, yes, I'm living an intelligent life, but there are the moments of ecstasy, the hell with the intelligence. Intelligence should keep quiet in those moments. Let me talk about this. Look at it. It's a complicated work. And you have more than 2 weeks to study this single paragraph. I prepared the approach of this story in one way, right? You heard half of it at least. With that half, you should work. Continue this.